The following podcast may contain lyrical or thematic content that some find unsuitable for younger ears. Please listen responsibly.
Radio Free, hipster please, yo, it's all that you need. The man that's got you covered, it's our good friend Z. Got the geeky hip-hop mashups and whatnot with a southern draw. He gets the props like nonstop. It's your one-stop shop for everything that is leaked. Other podcasts, yo, simply cannot compete. Better lock up your girlfriend, your mom, and your sister. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Radio Free Hipster.
Hey, Possum. Come here, son. Come here. What you doing?
This.
That? Oh, you're playing on your iPhone? I gotta start a podcast, and I don't know what song to play. What you want me to start with? You get to pick.
Rap Viper.
Rap Viper? Do you remember who sings Rap Viper?
Nerd.
Word Burglar.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's a good one. Thank you.
Strike like a cobra. Rap Viper, superbly trained to drop dimes on your mind as I'm scanning your brain. Cobra for life, my parents met at the Terradrome. Rock a beach boardwalk, that there's my home. Dad worked at Arco, mom was a televiper. Was flying rattlers when you could still smell my diapers. Lyrical sniper, delivered without obstacle by Dr. Venom at Cobra Island Hospital. Diabolical, my style's deadly like a lobulus. Speakers on my back, me a rapper. Anonymous. Major Blood got me into writing poetry, riding hydrofoils when the eels used to flow with me. And now they know it's me, every single place I go. Rallying the troops, getting play on Cobra Radio. Sonic Fighter, my primary specialty is that I rhyme very freshly. Rap Viper, never spit blanks. Play me from the fangs to the bugs to the hiss tanks. Springfield to the Cobra Citadel. Across the globe and you know I give them hell. Rap Viper, never spit blanks. Play me from the fangs to the bugs to the hiss tanks. Cold slither in the Cobra Citadel. Around the globe and you know I give them hell.
Strike like a cobra.
Out on the island, bombing them seas all day.
Hugs from the honeys, pound from the roughnecks.
Strike like a cobra.
Out on the island, bombing them seas all day.
R.A.P.
Let me take it back for a sec, yo. As a Cobra youth with my best friend Billy, used to bug Crystal Ball, always thought he was silly. Back when Big Boa taught me how to box, in between swimming laps with Croc Master Crocs. I was stealing pop from the dreadnoughts, getting dirtier than Shadow Tracker's dreadlocks. And when it gets hot, ammo's bursting, throwing my words and chill like snow serpent. Soap serving like headman in a drugstore. Once got busy in the back of a bus bore and much more, but that's for another day. Don't need Tomax to know what your brother say. Cobra records for your fams on the roster. So bump my jams from your man Bacostas with my modified standard issue RTO, letting every snake know where to party, yo. Rap Viper, never spit blanks. Play me from the fangs to the bugs to the hiss tanks. Springfield to the Cobra Citadel. Across the globe and you know I give them hell. Rap Viper, never spit blanks. Play me from the fangs to the bugs to the hiss tanks. Cold slither in the Cobra Citadel. Around the globe and you know I give them hell.
What's going on, y'all? I am Z, and this is Radio Free Hipster, and I didn't know how to start this episode. Thankfully, my 10-year-old, was in the next room to give me the assist, and he picked Rap Viper from Word Burglar's 2013 concept album, Welcome to Cobra Island. Okay, admittedly, there's like a 50% chance he was going to pick that. It was either going to be that, or it was going to be Slayer's Raining Blood. Because, you know, that's just how I parent.
Tiger pits and landmines. T-bones filled with strychnine. Parasites and tooth decay. Extinction is underway. Lumber mills and shopping malls. Jungles filled with urban sprawl. Your favorite tree. A new one's filled with DDT.
Song. This is about the one I made a huge mistake on. I'm gonna tell you some things that'll make you facepalm, and you'll be glad to know I left and then I stayed gone. Before it all went way wrong, it seemed great. We met each other with no strings and a clean slate. Everything to make a new relationship begin to blossom. We had so many things in common, it was awesome. She was all that I could think of for a solid week. Every night talking on the phone until we'd fall asleep. And then we'd wake up and every day was chatting text. That's why it caught me off guard with what happened next. I guess I just expected too much from her, cause she seemed to hit all of the keywords in my custom search. And as we grew as lovers, I would soon discover I'd regret we never met and wish we never knew each other. Thought you really got to know a person, and then you learn that you were being shown a phony version. If that makes me shallow, she was off the deep end. And these are the reasons we could never be friends. She likes Star Wars, I like Star Trek. She obviously watched it but thought that it was far-fetched. And I haven't even said the worst part yet, that she preferred Kirk when clearly Picard's best. My aching heart made it hard to stay impartial when she said she loved DC and hated Marvel. And there was nothing more sure to make us argue than when we tried to sit and pick a favorite cartoon. She told me she would like me better as a brony, but if she don't like Adventure Time, she'll never really know me. And nothing was worse than getting my feelings hurt and agreeing on Ghostbusters but not on who the real ones were. And that slap in the face left a bad aftertaste, cause I'm a Mac and she was PC Master Race. Among her other numerous regrettable habits, she tried to tell me Yu-Gi-Oh was better than Magic. You know that she preferred the wrong doctor, and she inferred that she was certain Han shot first. And even after that, I thought that we could still be friends though, but then she said that Genesis was better than Nintendo? Aw, hell no. When you're forced to choose size, and that choice will determine the course of two lives. When divides are too wide, it's easy to lose sight, and it all becomes about who's wrong and who's right. But there's no point in starting new fights. You just move on to someone who wants what you like. Every new dawn starts with moonlight, and some diamonds don't last forever. But me and her are never getting back together. Never ever, never ever, never never ever. No, exactly. Never. Not ever.
That is a beautiful girl right there.
Wow.
Just say something to her.
Yeah, just say something to her.
Shut it, what that thing do?
Yeah. We'll take a little time out here and get real sexy for a second. So get comfortable. Met ya, and now I get to be with you forever like Bill Cosby in a sweater. Perfect together like some deodorant in armpits. From the time I'm dirty 30 till I'm 100 and some shit. You got me feeling like these feelings are the feelings to be felt. Yo, word to the girl from Elf, but I'm not sitting on the shelf. Like my fingers in the socket, cause I'm constantly glowing. And yo, you can call me daddy like a Sylvia Plath poem. I'm knowing you plus me equals us like calculus. Like my little golden compass gonna lead me to the dust. Make me shine like a crocodile smile with a grill on. It. Brighter than a white tea with a Kool-Aid spill on it. You the bomb like some old 90s crisscross slang. Knew that you couldn't exist like Twilight vampire fangs. My love bug Starsky, sit down and have a sip or two. Prepare to have your mind blown as I sing some sexy shit for you.
Oh baby,
baby
Biden,
baby
born
Biden.
In the 80s,
baby Biden, baby
you are
Biden.
A lady.
Sitting on a lava rock, up inside a ghetto block, surrounded by gunshots. Hotter than a thousand suns in a grill with Texas Pete. It's neat that I think you're swell, and it's swell that I think you're neat. Yeah, well, love is correct, like Pauly D's hair on Jersey Shore. And you always give me kisses, even when my mouth got sore. Say, yo, 4 minus 2, that's 2, that's me and you. Got me singing like the Wonders when you do that thing you do. And I love you like white trash loves Walmart LA away. More than emo kids love Jared Leto and Razor Blade. I'm bugging like roaches, yeah, when you give me your hand to hold. Kisses more delicious than a tight spicy salmon roll. You hug me and rub my back after I cry from watching Avatar. Don't place water on the floor, cause that is what the cat is for. My love bug Starsky, sit down and have a sip or two. Prepare to have your mind blown as I sing some sexy shit for you.
Oh baby,
baby Biden,
you are a David.
You're here with me. I appreciate that. Yeah. Now I learned to sing all of my own, no classical training, you know what I'm saying? I just listen to a lot of Biz Markie, that's all, you know what I'm saying? Thank you, thank you. Tip your bartenders now. Don't feed the dinosaur. Good night.
That set kicked off with the latest from the Runaway Five, Not Enough Tigers, from their upcoming summer 2015 release, Lunar Colony Revolt. It was followed by another song from a forthcoming release that I'm really looking forward to, Odd Schnoz and the Odd Squad, with Odd Schnoz and the Odd Squad, the theme song from the Oni Press comic entitled, you guessed it, Odd Schnoz and the Odd Squad, written by my pal Jeff UK of the Americans UK, and you'll be hearing a lot more about that one as we near the book's June release date. After that was Sam Powell's Followed from the Shadowrun Returns soundtrack. Now, I was able to pick that up, as well as the soundtrack for the sequel, Shadowrun Dragonfall, when I contributed to the Kickstarter for the next chapter, Shadowrun Hong Kong. And much love to the team at Harebrained Schemes for letting me share some of that amazing music with you guys, as well as just for making really beautiful, engaging games. From there we heard Lich King's Thrash Resurgence. Sure, I probably should have played their tribute to Axe Cop, but I really like that one. It's from their 2009 release, Toxic Zombie Onslaught. Now the big news from the Lich King camp is that they need a new vocalist. And it's actually an open audition process. I will link to the relevant information in the show notes. And I encourage all interested parties to throw their hats in the ring. Following Lich King, I changed things up a bit with Tribe One's Why Can't We Be Friends from his latest Crisis on Intimate Earths, and Illbot's beautifully romantic Baby Bot, with a dash of advice from the cast of New Girl in there for good measure. Because if there's anyone that understands the finer points of human coupling, it's obviously not me.
It was a Type 40, Mark 3, T-A-R-D-I-S, awfully gorgeous, called me to her to leave my home world, and I could not resist, so I said goodbye to boredom. Started her up, started exploring the universe, time and space, because the ship can do the two of them. Alien race that I'm a part of's into ruling them. Well, more like overseeing, that was my problem, being unable to experience anything due to non-interference, not in the spirit of living. So my mission, live life to the fullest, easily accomplished with this magic trick I'm pulling. Generation recover from any fatal wound. My personality changes with my appearance too. From holding a walking stick to a recorder playing tunes, reversing polarity flows, wearing a scarf 6 meters too long. Real strong, cricket game, sneaky plans too fantastic to simply say Allons-y too. Ramble everywhere and get into trouble quite swiftly. For 900 years of adventure, but feels like 50. My ship travels through space and time and is bigger on the inside. My ship travels through space and time and is bigger on the inside. My small ship travels through space and time and is bigger on the inside. My ship travels through space and time and is bigger, 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 bigger. Due to transdimensional physics, I'm planning to visit every possible world if I'm given the opportunity. But the one I see most often is Earth. Of all the ones aliens want to take over, it's the first on their list. And since time can be rewritten, I will fight to keep a heart and time peace ticking. With no guns, no fun for some. Me, I'd rather use my brain, two hearts and sonic screwdriver to kill no one. Show up, not always where I want to go, but need to go, even though I sent the correct coordinates. A subordinate machine stumble upon a scene, reveal an evil scheme, topple the whole regime just in time for tea at breakfast. Cause it's a time machine, you never have to wait for breakfast. Less I stress it, yes, it's best if you let me drive a causal nexus rectus, cause to get upset with Reaper's next deflexus. My ship travels through space and time and is bigger on the inside. My ship travels through space and time and is bigger on the inside. My small ship travels through space and time and is bigger on the inside, and is bigger on the inside, and is bigger on the inside. Time Lord Renegade from the planet Gallifrey, always on the run escape, death traps and left back. Aliens on Earth could say, but usually press a human again. A companion traveling with me, stay in that old ship that disguises a police watchman on 20th century reflections. Chameleon circuit is to blame. Yes, that's just left at the phone forever and ever. The better to hold a space and never surrender. The cosmic infinite amount of them and their giant salt and pepper shakes. It's great that they never got into the ship, cause the TARDIS state of grace is always on the fritz, and the Eye of Harmony getting ripped open is a hitch nobody wants. Every sun exploding stops a lot of stuff from happening. Run a ship, but not the captain. A doctor, the man who makes people better, don't bother to ask for my name, it'll never be spoken. Better off to ask if it's cool to wear a fez. The answer is yes. My ship travels through space and time and is bigger on the inside. My ship travels through space and time and is bigger on the inside. My small ship travels through space and time and is bigger on the inside. And is bigger on the inside. And is bigger on the inside.
Blink. Don't even blink. Blink and you're dead.
Because I think it's wrong, and I'm a good superhero, a good superhero. I wouldn't heal my wounds if you broke my heart, and I wouldn't turn back time, do it over from the start. 'Cause I'm a good superhero, a good superhero. I take a deep breath. Teleport to your side, all the distance gone. Fly across the ocean, that'd take too long. cause I'm a good superhero, a good superhero.
Steely and open and shut case in prison. By the syndicate, microchips implanted in my wrist to get branded. Murder shot scan it along with a handprint. In the biometric tracking is mandatory. When my story begins, just another prisoner was making amends. The cell doors open, everyone exits their cells in a uniform motion. But none of us move until the guard is spoken. Cause a spoken jaw ain't a pleasant notion. In a cold titanium, stars become walls. Gravity shackles engage between my thin wrists and I shift my legs. Shuffle past the med ward, where the med boy is hard at work with their record. Sedate the inmates and make peace. Some straight seeds and crazies when they cease to miscalibrate the state's needs by doing just whatever they please. You gotta follow every law to the letter, or find yourself in prison sitting with men who refuse to do it better.
A new privacy application is making waves in the news again after another wave of arrests have brought down at least 35 people in 6 states related to online privacy and neutrality.
I'm fresh to my conclave, a conclave of convicts who rock this system devoid of all conflict upon which speaking out gets you jailed with a promise. Speech is a crime defined by the law now. Incorrect speech incarcerate long now. Used to be the way to convey your freedom, now it's just a way to display your demons. Fellow citizens up on the streets, the ones they swore to protect from elites. But now fight the battles with batons and beat. Anyone who doesn't conform to the norm established by the branches of a government born from a document drafted to shut a survival, but instead it destroyed all the rights to rival. Because the corrupt found a way to stop it. No imperial soul finds a way into politics, so all this voting is represented by representatives who were bad to begin with. And the promise of money became true. Every vulture took a piece of the loot. Now all the people at the bottom, they got nothing to do except watch as the world slowly fades to blue.
Watch as the world slowly fades to blue. Watch as the world slowly fades to blue. Watch as the world slowly fades to blue. Watch as the world slowly fades to blue.
Just heard Imprisoned by the Syndicate from Whitey Cracker's cyberpunk rap opera Introducing Nails. It's kind of like the nerdcore answer to Daft Punk's Interstellar, so check that out if you ain't already. Before that was Ray Sterling's superhero love song Blink and I'm There from back in 2011-ish. And we started out with a couple of Doctor Who tracks. Snake Eyes Ambient Collage Blink from a Who tribute that I actually put together a few years back called Visitations, and Bigger on the Inside from More or Less's Bigger on the Inside, a Time Traveler's mixtape. And with that, we reach the end of another show. We're 4 episodes in now, and I kind of feel like I'm getting my bearings back with this whole podcasting thing again. But I guess I do have to do one little nitpick from last episode. Towards the end, I said something to the effect of the payoff of this show is that in the end, we all get through it. Kind of a no man left behind sort of a sentiment. Which is a great sentiment, admittedly. But it isn't strictly true. Along the way, we sometimes lose good men and good women. And I feel like that's the kind of thing we have to acknowledge. Matt Ride is just one unfortunate example. I didn't know Matt that well, though we did share a number of pleasant email exchanges. We weren't, you know, super close or anything. But I liked the guy, and I loved his music. He did these gorgeous stripped-down acoustic tracks, and he did these big full-band rockers, and he did chiptunes, and, you know, he was mad talented, is all I'm trying to say. But he struggled with anxiety and depression, and with an eating disorder. And the fact that he was bravely transparent about that, it didn't save him in the end. He took his own life in August of 2013. Fittingly enough, given today's opener, I don't exactly know what song of Matt's to end on. I mean, he was a guy who had a song on Scrubs. He gave away tons of these wild cover songs on his mail-in list. He did Casio remixes of Christmas classics. And, you know, how do you sum up an entire life in just one song? Ah, hell, I'm sure I'll figure something out. I guess what I'm trying to say here is this. Please know that whoever you are, and whatever you're going through, there's a place out there for you. And I hope you find it. And in the meantime, I invite you to participate in my place, the community at geekdad.com. And you can connect with me via hipsterplease.com. It's my own little home on the internet. And of course, you're always welcome here, a place for nerdy news and reviews and interviews, but also a place where sometimes we have to end on a down note. So y'all take care of yourselves and take care of each other, and we will talk again soon. Bye-bye now.
This podcast has been a production of the Geek Dad Podcast Network, If you've enjoyed this content, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/geekdad.